Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
So I have a friend who, longtime friend, used to be on the Associated Press board here in Missouri. Believe it or not, I had esteemed positions like that in the past. I was far too young to be given any responsibility, but for whatever reason, some people did. And one of the guys who was the chief AP reporter in Jeff City, Scott Charton, did a lot of the stories. And you know, I've known him for decades. When he posts, he's Trump derangement syndrome deranged, and or afflicted, I guess I would say. And he puts something up because, you know, the Poynter Institute, I don't know if you're familiar with them, Sue, but they represent journalists and they do a lot of different things in polling and stuff like that. So Scott put something up that was from the Poynter Institute that says President Trump has a history of name-calling reporters and labeling organizations fake news. His latest move is a White House webpage launched last week to name and shame media with disagreeable stories. We talked about this with Curtis Houck yesterday, right? The page headline, Misleading Bias Exposed, features a media offender of the week. So my response was... The biggest challenge here is narrowing to just one. I mean, that's just unfair. And Scott's response to me was, wow. And I said, you know, this is a real life example. I said, like, Scott, how would you choose on today, on December 2nd, 2025? Would you start with calling out the Washington Post on its BS? Because that's kind of unfair. That's a layup. That would be cheating because the New York Times already did that. So how would you start with highlighting the media malfeasance out there? That's a tough job, and you should really have to do it hourly. But these are people. I have this movie director friend, Rod Lurie. They are so Trump deranged, it's unbelievable. Which leads me to a column that I read, which is really, really good, very long, which is why I decided to have a guest on and not just kind of paraphrase this. Christian Twist is here with the Confessions of a Conservative Atheist website, and he wrote a piece about how the orange man bad theory of everything sort of takes hold in society. How are you, Christian? Welcome to 97.1 FM Talk in St. Louis.
Hey, Mark, how are you?
Thank you so much
for having me on. It's an honor.
But, you know, the story that I just mentioned here with, you know, this Venezuelan drug boat, and now we're finding out maybe a little bit more information that's more accurate from the New York Times, I don't know, is a perfect example of what you're talking about. I mean, we had Jimmy Kimmel. It's just like one thing after another to try to get people's heads to explode out there about something Trump's doing that's bad, and they fall for it every time. You know, every hoax they fall for, and it keeps happening.
Yes, well, apparently they've never heard of Charlie Brown, Lucy, and the football, because
yes.
That's another analogy that comes to mind. They've got the same hallmarks every time. I mean, you read the Washington Post story, the CNN story. I read it. I looked at my wife in the morning, and I said, we know this is bogus. We know where this is going to end.
Right.
And yet there's multiple days of outrage, and then poof, it's gone.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the pattern. That's why I kind of mentioned the Jimmy Kimmel thing. There's a couple other stories like that. And then they try to grab onto something. Now, last week, or I guess maybe even the week before Thanksgiving, it was the video by, you know, the Democrat traitors warning everyone in the military to not do their jobs if they get an order that they don't like. Well, that was the narrative before Thanksgiving. And then that kind of fell apart because not one of them could even name one thing that was not an order that they shouldn't follow. So I think they kind of failed on that one. This is the next one. It looks like they're failing. What's next in December, Christian? I can't wait to see what it is.
Well, from what I can tell, it's that Trump might have dozed off for a second at the cabinet meeting today, because all of a sudden the outrage about war crimes, murder, what have you. Some people are referencing the ancient law of the sea as if, we follow that. What Captain Ahab might have been doing in the 1800s, but ultimately it'll be Trump asleep, it'll be something else. And I think you hit on a really good point. What's interesting about this pattern is it doesn't really matter the size of the story. I mean, Jimmy Kimmel, he's not watched by a lot of people for someone on a major network, and yet that was given the same amount of outrage as the drug cartel story, which is to some extent a real story. It's a major policy change. There's reason to ask questions, but
yes,
it just goes
absolutely
through this rinse-repeat cycle.
Right, and there are reasons. Let's focus on that, because I would agree that there are real reasons to perhaps get down to the bottom of what happened there. But here's what I'd like to know. I'd just like to know the truth. And how about knowing the truth before you blast something out there that's not the truth?
Yeah, well, they're not interested in the truth. The truth is irrelevant to them. The precedent is irrelevant to them. What other presidents did is irrelevant to them. They truly believe two things. Number one, the world began on January 20th. There was no prior history to that. Number two, the average person is so stupid that they cannot follow the fact that they change their story every day. And if you look at everything through that lens, it starts to make a lot of sense.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, but the other problem that I think exists out there, and I don't know how you change this, because let's face it, one of the reasons that the left goes crazy on this stuff is because they have the legacy media, for the most part, pulling the wagon behind them. Now, the New York Times had to be honest about this one. But I always tell people, and I try to encourage my audience, if you want to convince your friends out there about the media malpractice that goes on a regular basis, don't listen to me, don't listen to a conservative. Read Yuri Berliner and what he had to say about his experience at NPR. Or let's do something a little even more recent. Let's read what happened to the BBC and how they had biased reporting. None of this stuff is even debatable at this point. I mean, it really happened, and most people out there have no idea that it happened, because, and I don't want to say everyone's a sheep. We have people listening to this audience who are obviously more informed, and they're more curious about the news of the day. A lot of people have their lives. I get it. I have a 10-year-old kid. But when you have the Today Show or CBS This Morning just doing quick headlines about the Orange Man being bad, which they do every day, that tends to sway opinion, doesn't it?
It does. It's a weird thing, because if anyone listened to these people, to a large extent, Trump never would have prevailed last year. There's no way he would have won with 95% of the media calling him Hitler, or at least Mussolini, on a daily basis. At the same time, they certainly have the ability to shape the narrative in a way that favors leftist ideology. And where that lands is really tough to say. because you pointed out the BBC and others, but you know, the weird thing is there's never any wake up call for them. They're an institution that's based on trust. By any poll, Gallup and others, they have no trust whatsoever, and yet they won't do anything to rebuild that trust. They just keep going in the cycle. Like, the BBC thing was amazing to me because there were people coming out defending the BBC. I mean, they clearly manipulated this video clip, combining two things that took place an hour apart to make it mean something totally different, and the reaction wasn't, yeah, they shouldn't have done it. It was, Trump shouldn't have called it out.
Right.
So once again, you get back to Orange Man Bad.
Yeah. Well, and then, you know, I mentioned a couple of these stories that they go nuts on. Kilmar Abrego Garcia, that was one from earlier, right? The Jimmy Kimmel thing. I just thought of something else, too, that was... Oh, the White House renovation. Because if you remember the first couple of days of that, the American people, for the most part, were left with the impression that Trump had torn down the entire White House, right? Not a wing of the White House, but that he had torn down the residence, because that's how they were spinning it out there. Look what he's doing! Even though it's pretty common for renovations to be done at the White House.
Well, that story was incredibly instructive for a lot of ways. First, it wasn't a real story. It happens all the time at the White House. Second, they claimed it was illegal, as if, you know, the president can't reconstruct parts of the White House or no one's ever done it before. And then third, if you saw some of the reactions, one person claimed that the image reminded them of 9/11. And then recently, Michelle Obama was asked how it affected her body. So someone actually sat there and said to themselves that Michelle Obama was physically harmed in some way by a ballroom that, you know, as well as I do, everyone's going to love. The first time a Democrat holds an event there, it's going to be considered the greatest thing ever. And this was a ballroom. It was like the Kimmel thing. It was a non-story. Yet it was days and days of outrage. And I hate to say it, they can't help themselves.
No, I know. They can't.
This is not going to stop.
Yeah, they can't. Christian Twist, thanks so much. Tell me a little bit. I was not familiar with you. I found this. I can't remember if I found it on Real Clear Politics or somewhere. But the website is confessionsofaconservative.com. You say Confessions of a Conservative Atheist. Explain that. Explain the site and what you do out there.
Yeah, so thank you very much. Well, interestingly enough, I do this for fun. I'm on my 1,000th post tomorrow, so I've held the blog since 2020.
Congratulations.
I am a diehard, thank you very much, I'm a diehard conservative, but I also happen to be an atheist, so I don't necessarily align with my Republican brethren on a lot of issues.
We may have a little bit in common there. I can't comment on that any further, but yes.
I post on politics.
I would be more agnostic, by the way, than atheist, but yes.
But I post on politics, Shakespeare, and something that's close to your heart. I am a Bruce Springsteen fanatic.
I see that. And that's tough for you and I to defend these days, isn't it?
It is. Even my wife has had enough of him with some of his comments on that. Me, I'm just like, he lives in his own world. He's 75, 76 years old. He's a billionaire. He's earned the right to do and say what he wants. When I get some of these younger celebrities who've never done anything for anybody, it's kind of
Shut up. We do have a little in common. Well, I love the site. Thank you so much for coming on. The bad news is when you're a good guest, you get invited back. So I hope that's okay.
Oh, absolutely. Anytime. Happy to do it. Good luck with the rest of the show. And I know you've got David Strom on later. He is a personal favorite of mine as well. So tell him hello.
I will. He's awesome. We love David up in Minneapolis. He's going to talk about that story. Thank you, Christian. I appreciate it.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.